Life Audio.
You are listening to The Becca Cook Show with your host, Becca Cook. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com. To help support the podcast, visit patreon.com/The Becca Cook Show. Please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a 5-star rating.
Hey guys, welcome to the live Q&A. I see that there's comments in the comments already. Shalom from Mexico City from Omar. Thanks, Omar. Josh, are you there, Josh? I can't see your picture.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Josh is joining me today. You guys, Josh is my producer. You probably have heard him before on the show. And he's actually in the next room on the show. So today we're celebrating the 100th episode of the show, which would actually happen last week on Thanksgiving Day. So, but we couldn't celebrate it on Thanksgiving Day for obvious reasons. So we're celebrating it today, right, Josh?
But first, a word from our sponsor.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Yeah, I mean, 100 episodes is awesome. It's been like 2 years, which is crazy. But
it's been, I know. What was the date of the first published video?
So I'm pretty sure it was November 17th, 2020.
2020?
2020.
That's crazy. So it's been 2 years. We have, 70,000 subscribers at this point?
Yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah, thank you guys for subscribing. That's very, very sweet. And if you haven't subscribed, please do. Let's get to 100K by the end of the year. That would be fun. But excuse me, I'm drinking a Perrier. Josh, how was it when we first started the show? I mean, I knew nothing about YouTube, like creating a show on YouTube and how all that worked. And we just kind of got together, and Josh and I have worked together in the past. When I did production design, he worked with me. And then when I did, I had a clothing line called Doodles Homme, like man in French, Doodles Homme. And Josh worked on that. So Josh has kind of been with me for a long, long time. We met through our church, Reality LA in Hollywood. And so I had no idea how to do any of this stuff. And I was like, Josh, can you help me? I don't know what's going on. And so, of course, he knew everything. He knows how to do everything. So, but it's been kind of crazy because, Josh, when we started, like, I didn't know if people would respond or if it would be like a thing or people would like the show. But it's been really, I mean, God's grace has been amazing. Praise God. All glory to God.
Yeah.
But it's been amazing that so many people have, responded to the show. And that's been really cool to see.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of amazing, like, in the analytics of everything, you can kind of see like who's watching it from where, and the viewership is all over the earth, which is awesome. And all of the responses to all the videos, I think it's like 98% of people like give the stream or the videos a thumbs up, which helps a lot and is also awesome to know that, you know, everybody's loving what we're doing. So it's, you know, like you're putting in a lot of work. I'm helping behind the scenes, but the other component of all that is the viewership and the community that we've built here, which is really awesome to see grow. You know, like I remember it took us like probably 6 months or so to get to 10,000. We were like, oh, you know, like we have a couple thousand. It's cool. But once we hit the 10,000, I remember, didn't we get to like 20,000 or 50,000, like within like a week or two or something? It was
really, yeah, it was really fast.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a testament to like everybody sharing the content and telling people like, you know, we're just here doing what we're doing, like promoting the ministry that you're doing. And really, like, if people aren't sharing the information or the videos, like, we're not going to grow, you know? But so it's been really awesome.
Yeah. Thank you guys for subscribing. And someone commented the other day that I always wear navy blue. I wear way too much blue. So today I'm wearing black just so that I could satisfy that person. And also today we have a couple special guests coming on. I won't say who they are, but they're going to be fun. And I think one will be coming on at 12 or two in like 10 or 15 minutes. And then another one will be coming on in like 30 minutes. But I hope there's no technical issues with that, because we're using a new program to do the show on. So we don't know what's going to happen. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. The cool thing about this program too, so for those of you who have been in the stream before, you know that the super chats get highlighted in the chat. So if you have a question that either Beckett or I, you want to answer, send in a super chat and I'll be able to put that on the screen for everybody to read, which is cool. This program's fun. Like, we can have this fun background and, you know, like it's cool. So it should be fun having a couple guests on today. But yeah, if you guys would please like give the stream a thumbs up, that's just going to help more people see that we're live right now. And comment, let us know where you're from. If you have a specific question, super chats would be awesome. And above me, you'll see the Patreon link. If you're not already a subscriber to our Patreon, that just helps fund the ministry. And there's a couple different tier levels there. So if you want to check that out too.
Kimberly Solenberger says, I love the blue. It's my favorite color. Thank you, Kimberly. See, some people like the blue. Cindy, follower of Jesus Christ, says, I love your shows. Thank you, Cindy. Alyssa H. Well, who cares? Haha, wear blue. It's good on you. Almost all of my clothing is blue, gray, or purple. Yeah, it's been definitely the last 2 years have been a labor of love. You know, and as you guys know, like we do this show because we want to help edify the church. Because as I always say, like I lived in the lies of the world for a very long time. And so once I got saved 13 years ago and God opened my eyes to the truth, it changed everything, obviously. And that's why we do this show, is because I want to help the church help the church just combat the lies of the culture, because the lies of the culture are so dominant and so prevalent and so demonic. By the way, I just got these in the mail. I got the translations for my book. One is in Spanish, Un Cambio de Afecto. Wait, there it is. A Change of Affection. And German, Eine Völlig Neue Leidenschaft is the German. Russian is coming, and Bulgarian and Japanese soon. So if you are in that part of the world, it'll be available in your local bookstore or wherever on Amazon. Josh, what else? Sometimes, by the way, if Josh freezes on the screen, the reason that's happening is he's in another room that's far away from the internet. So that's why it happens. But hopefully it won't happen that much.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, it'd be kind of fun to, like, look back on some of the episodes, like, maybe some that, like, stick out to you that you're especially, like, happy with or proud of. And then even, like, see what everybody in the comments, like, their favorite episodes were. It would be kind of cool to reminisce.
We'll be right back after this short break.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Yeah,
it's crazy. 100 episodes, like, you know, every week, guys, like, Beckett does a lot of research and, like, reading people's books and, like, coming up with content for the channel. And it's, you know, it's a lot of work that he's doing. I'm just editing.
It's time consuming.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's been 100 weeks of no breaks, which is crazy.
I know. I don't think we've missed one week, have we?
There have been a couple weeks where, like, when you took your sabbatical or it's been, like, Christmas or something that we had one, like, we did, like, two in one week and then spaced them out. But, yeah, we haven't missed one week.
Yeah. We might do, like, between Christmas and New Year's, we might take that week off. I don't know. We'll see. But don't be alarmed. Wait, what does Alyssa H say? Larry Alex Taunton retweeted your episode with him just last night. Oh, nice. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I do, as you guys know, we do a combo of episodes of interviews versus just me kind of talking about a specific subject. By the way, I'm going to address the Balenciaga scandal. We're going to try to get that video done for next week. Because the reason I know it's, people have already talked about this. I don't know if you guys know the whole scandal, but I'll explain it in the video. But, the reason I want to address it is because I actually worked in that business with brands like Balenciaga, and I know the inside scoop. I know the inside story of what it's like to be in that situation. And, because I was a set designer, and Balenciaga is suing the set designer of that shoot for like $25 million. And he's suing the production company called North Six, which is a production company that I worked for. I did a ton of shoots for them. So anyway, I'm going to talk about that next week. and address that whole crazy thing. Alyssa, you're hilarious. Yeah, so I mean, I guess I really liked, you know what, Josh, I really like one of the early episodes I liked was the Grease one. Because that, to me, the Grease episode, I did an episode on the movie Grease, and I really liked that because it was kind of the first major one where I took something iconic in culture, like super iconic, and sort of broke it down of like, what are the messages in this movie and what are they saying underneath? Because it seems like so much fun and it's, you can sing along and it's so fun, but the messaging is completely insane in Grease.
Yeah.
So that was one of my, and I love the thumbnail you did for Grease. That was great.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
But I've loved a lot, all the interviews. Carl Truman was really great. All of them. I love having guests on the show. However, when I do have a guest on the show, I do have to read their book. So it's a lot of reading to do. For like when I'm doing back-to-back guests on my show, it's like I have to read a book a week, which is fine, but it's a lot of reading. Let's see.
Yeah, if anybody has a specific question for Beckett, just send it in a super chat and I'll put it on the screen and we can answer it for you guys.
Yeah, Kanye West. I don't know what's going on with Kanye. He's going through some issues. Somewhat Room to Grow Rose says the Truman episode was revelatory, which is fun. Yeah, if you haven't heard of Carl Truman and if you haven't read his book, it's brilliant. It's up there. It's called The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self. I did a whole series on it, and then he ended up coming on my show to talk about his book. And so I highly encourage you to get that book. It's great. And it explains, you know, how we got to where we are today, going back to the 18th century, starting with the philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau. So it's very eye-opening, brilliant. And if you don't want to read this, because it's a pretty big book, like it's like 500 pages. If you don't want to read the big book, there's a shorter version called A Strange New World. So Becca, super chat. Hi, Becca. She says, I saw your... Wait, Josh, people can read that, right, on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't have to read it out loud.
Well, I mean, you might as well.
I saw your conversation on yoga and it was eye-opening. I learned a lot and thank you. Thank you. You know, it's funny. Last night I watched this, a pastor friend of mine, Nick Tortorici, who's like a dear, dear friend. He sent me an old video of this guy, Robbie. Let me try to find it. His name is Robbie Maharaj. And he grew up, his father was a yogi and a Brahmin priest, I think. I don't know if I'm getting all this right. But I'm trying to get him on the show. He's actually now in his 70s, I think. This guy, Robbie Maharaj. I can't say his name. Anyway, this is a really crazy story. So his dad was a yogi, was like a yogi master, and was a Brahmin priest, and which apparently is like the highest part of the caste system if you're a Brahmin. And his dad took a vow of silence and never so his son Robbie never heard his dad speak once, and he never cut his hair. And what Robbie's saying in this video is that that yoga, when you're doing yoga, you're really praying to real demonic spirits. Like, it's a real thing, because I'll tell you what happened to his dad, which was insane. So one day somebody said something, they cut, basically one day they cut his hair because he made a vow to whatever God he was praying to. He made a vow to never cut his hair. And this is a true story. He wrote a book about it. This guy, Robbie, someone cut his dad's hair. And as soon as they cut his hair, his dad fell over and died. Like, that's crazy. So hopefully I'm going to get him on the show to talk about all that. Carrie, thank you, Carrie. You're my hero, Beckett. Stay strong in the Lord. Thank you, Carrie. I appreciate that. You guys, please pray for me because I do feel like there's just demonic attack a lot. I don't know. Satan doesn't really like what I'm doing. So please pray for me. But anyway, Josh, isn't that crazy that this guy died the second he got his hair cut?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
It's like Ananias and Sapphira, but demonic. Okay, so Family Under Construction, thank you. I would like a show where you talk about people who have gay family members. I have struggled with that. I'm Christian and have a lesbian sister. It didn't used to bother me as much until now that I have kids. I'm glad you brought that up because I get emails and messages so much about family members and people who have family members who are in that life, LGBTQ, whatever. And because I always tell people when they ask me about this, I'm like, please read my book because I go into detail about all of that in my book and how my family dealt with it, like what to do, what not to do. There's a whole second half of my book that's not just my testimony. It's just reflections on different aspects of these issues. And so I recommend Family Under Construction. I recommend that you read my book and you can, it's also on audio and it's a really fast read. It's super fast and fun. And the audio version is fast and you don't have to read. And, or you can get Kindle, but, I always say read my book first because I go into great detail about all of these kind of issues in the book. So, check that out, Family Under Construction, if you can. And I do talk about, I have talked about, you know, how to deal with, how to interact with family members who are living in that life. And so I can't think of any. Josh, can you think of any off the top of your head that, I mean, I talk about it in so many videos. So
yeah, I mean,
the prodigal son one. What was the title of that?
I'd have to look, but the one where you were talking about, should I attend like my son's gay wedding? I think that one's pretty good. There's a shorter clip of that too on the channel.
Was that the title of the video?
Let me check and I'll get back to
Thank you, Denise Beveridge. You say, yay, congratulations on your 100th episode. So appreciate your ministry and the Becca Cook Show. God bless you. Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Sarah March, for praying. Denise. Oh, there's Denise. Okay, Lily. Thank you, Lily. Are you familiar with satanic symbology in Hollywood movies? And will you be doing any episodes on that in the future? God bless you and I pray for you. I've just been feeling you are under attack. There's somebody at the door. I don't know, Josh, you're more into that stuff. I don't know. I'm sure there is. There's so much going on in the spiritual realm.
And yeah, I'm reading a book by Jay Dyer called Esoteric Hollywood. And he breaks down a couple, like the first third of the book is him breaking down Kubrick movies. So like Eyes Wide Shut and The Shining and 2001 A Space Odyssey. And like how a lot of that stuff has esoteric symbology in it, like kind of cult stuff. I mean, if you've seen Eyes Wide Shut, that's sort of like the whole plot, you know, him like getting into this weird sort of like cult situation. That's a good book to check out if you're interested.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much. Yeah, I mean, Paul the Apostle says we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but the powers, the principalities. I mean, there's so much demonic going on, especially in Hollywood. It's crazy everywhere. And there's so many TV shows and movies that are just demonic. Thank you, Claudia Perfetti. Thank you, Sammy Kin 777. Thank you so much. Lori West, your book is amazing, and I found it right when our family needed it so much. Your book and your show has changed my life. Wow. Thank you, Lori West. Thank you for being willing to do the show and having the courage to tell the truth. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, people. I've said this before, but people often say this to me. They're like, how are you so courageous? And I don't really feel courageous. I was in the dark for so long. And once God brought me into his marvelous light and showed me the truth, I just couldn't help but shout it from the rooftops. It got me into trouble sometimes. It's gotten me into trouble, but, and, you know, and I just also, again, you know, because I lived in the lie for so long, and I there were so many times, I mean, there were so many things I believed everything. I believed all the lies, really. I mean, I was pro-choice. I was pro-abortion. There were so many things. I don't want to get into politics, but I was very in the lie. And so now that I know the truth, that's why I'm just like, guys, please believe me. This is true. And you know, it's really distressing right now because so many churches are caving to the lies of the culture, including mega churches that are caving to, especially on LGBT ideology. And that's very disturbing. I kind of predict that in 10 years, the majority of evangelical churches in the country will be gay affirming, because it's already happening now with big, big churches. So that's very distressing. And it's, you know, guys, I always say this, it's like, it's so important to believe the word of God, because I mean, that's what tripped up Eve in the garden. Satan was like, did God really say? And yes, God really did say that homosexual behavior is a sin. And so it's important to believe the word of God. Obviously it's his word and it's true. And if you become gay affirming, even, you know, if you become gay affirming, you're just helping, you're aiding and abetting your child or your friend or whoever down a path of destruction. Like it's not loving to do that to someone. It's the opposite of loving. It's the most unloving thing you could do. Cause it seems like it's loving to be like, oh, you know, I think it's okay. And you can live that way and be a Christian and blah, blah, blah. But that's just such a lie. And so it's so important to hold to the truth. Andy Sellers, thank you. You say, thank you for your show. Do you know of any people or ministries that can help Christians who experience unwanted pedophilic temptations? I don't. I don't really know of any. I don't. I'm sure there's some out there, but I know organizations that help people with unwanted same-sex attraction, but I don't know about that. They might do that too. Sapphire Lane, thank you. In Christ's name, I am praying for you. Do you ever encounter any potentially demonic situations? Did you ever encounter any potentially demonic situations when you're in Hollywood, such as their dark parties or any shady Holly weird activities? Yes, I certainly did. I was involved in a lot of just really dark parties and weird. There are so many weird things that went on at parties in Hollywood. Just people in back rooms, crazy stuff happening, lots of drugs. That's the one thing. I never did drugs because I'm too sensitive. So I've never tried drugs in my life. But yeah, there was so much shady activity going on in these parties. I'm trying to think of specific things, but it was just all very dark. It was a dark world, and I'm so glad to be out of that. Room to grow, Rose. Thank you. You say your journey is amazing and gives me so much hope for all the prodigals we love. Can't wait to see your crown. Thank you. The devil is defeated. Prophecy is rolling forward. We must continue making disciples. That is all. Amen. Yeah, we do need to make disciples, evangelize. And so, Josh, have you experienced crazy stuff in this town? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in situations where I can tell there's a darkness around. But I mean, thankfully, I never really was in deep with any of that. You know, I mean, that is all a testament to like my parents and my friends and family, like praying for protection, you know?
Yeah.
And like, and discernment and being able, and, you know, being raised in a Christian home, just being able to see that stuff, because so many people out here, if they don't have the moral compass of the Word of God, they don't know to question anything, you know? Which is why, like, obviously, you know, evil stuff is like everywhere, because people don't have the compass to even say like, oh, this might be wrong or whatever. Like with anything, whether it's like drugs or promiscuity or anything, you know, out here, everybody's just told like, do whatever you want.
Yeah. And you live in a particularly crazy part of town. I mean, all of LA is pretty crazy, but yeah. Oh, June Eastwood, thank you. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Praying for you. God bless you. Keep serving your Lord. Thank you, June. I appreciate it. We're waiting on a couple of guests. Let me see what's going on. Josh, is there anyone in the waiting room?
Yes, we have someone very special in the waiting room.
Can we let her in?
Yes, give me one
second. Let my people go.
All right.
Let's see if this works. Oh, look, who's here?
Hey, Victoria! It's my show!
Well, it's Saturday Night Live. Welcome, Victoria Jackson.
Beckett. The Beckett Cook Show is the show for... No, wait. The Beckett Cook Show is the show for me. Grace and truth in harmony. He's handsome. He's handsome. He's witty. He's handsome. He's witty. He's deep. And he's right. This is the 100th episode tonight. Yeah. I just made that up for you.
I love that. That's I love that song.
Can I do it again better?
Yeah, do it again better.
Beckett Cook Show is the show for me. Grace and truth in harmony. He's handsome. He he's witty, he's deep, and he's right. This is the 100th episode tonight. Yeah! Jazz hands!
I love jazz hands. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria, this is Josh. Did you guys meet before?
Yes, we met on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's right.
Becky, congratulations. Josh, thank you for being the technical supervisor, which is the hardest job in the world. Do I have too much makeup on?
I don't think so. You look great.
Well, I do, but if I had my light close, it would be okay. See, I need a Josh. I don't have a Josh.
You need a Josh. But you look great. Are you in Tennessee right now?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and the suburbs are like 30 minutes away. And my dog wants me to throw her ball. Here you go. Go get it. And I got my Christmas tree up today, even though it's pagan. I'm a traditionalist, sentimentalist. And as you can see, I've wrapped presents for my grandkids already.
Oh, nice. Wait, what's your dog's name? I forgot your dog's name.
Hezekiah.
Right.
The king in the Bible. When I got cancer 7 years ago, my Bible class was studying Hezekiah. And the great thing about that story, which most people, should I look here or here?
The first place you were looking.
This one? Okay.
Yes.
The cool thing about the story is that Hezekiah was a good king of Israel, and he loved God and served God. And then God had Isaiah come to him and say, you're going to die soon. Get your things in order. And Hezekiah started crying, and he looked at the wall, and he said, but God, I've always tried to do what you wanted. And the Lord said, okay, I changed my mind. 15 more years. And so when I had cancer, I was like, Lord, could I have 15 more years? I know that'll go by like that. And I know it's better to be with you in heaven than here. But could I have 15 more? That means I would die when I'm 70 instead of 55. And so I've gone seven. The Lord let me have 7 more years here. And I've been trying to serve him better, because I can see how death is so close. And since I'm 63, a lot of my friends are dying now. A lot of comedians, like...
I know someone just died recently. Who was it?
Judy Tenuta.
Yeah, Judy Tenuta.
And Gilbert Gottfried and Louis Anderson a couple years... I mean, there's been like a lot. I knew Gary Shandling, that he was a couple years ago. But I said to my friend, why is everybody dying now? They go, you're at that age.
I know, it's kind of weird when you're at an age where people start dying.
Yeah.
Your friends, like people you know, it's kind of, yeah.
But Beckett,
I'm so glad that God gave you more years.
Well, you know, yeah, but it's a win-win for me to live as Christ, to die as gain, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But yes. I have to tell you, Beckett, I am so grateful for you. You know, I always say this, God put you here for such a time as this, and you're so classy and you're so handsome, and Josh is pretty cute too. And that's really, is that sexist or inappropriate?
No.
Especially from an old lady. Ooh.
No, that's not at all.
But what I'm trying to say is that, you know, I think you are a great representation of Jesus and his... You're peaceful. You're both full of peace and love and the fruit of the Spirit. And you're like what Christians should be like. And you're brave. And of course, you're going to be attacked by Satan because you're standing up against the culture. And I recommend you to everyone I know all the time. I tell them to watch your show. And, I could go on and on and on.
Oh, thank you so much, Victoria. Do you like our new platform where it's like the Brady Bunch? We can kind of like be all on at the same time.
Yeah, I like this.
Isn't that fun?
I think you cut your tree.
No, did I? No, it's still, no, I think it's turned at an angle where you can't see like this other branch over here. There's like a long branch that's like hiding.
Cause I love that tree and I can't wait till it fills up your whole room.
Look, it's like, it's hitting the ceiling. I don't know what to do about it.
Well, let it keep going into a big.
Yeah. It'll just take over. I was telling a guest a couple weeks ago that my apartment looks like 70s movies and TV shows, because they always had house plants in the movies.
Yes, they did.
Remember like An Unmarried Woman, that movie with Jill Clayburgh? Like there was always house plants everywhere. Like I don't know what it was about the 70s. They loved house plants.
Well, you have great taste. So I always try to copy whatever you're doing. And then I add way more and make it all junky because I can't help it. My mom taught me.
Oh. Well, we appreciate you. I love that song. We'll have to record it and publish it because it's so good.
It's a show for me. Grace and truth in harmony. He's handsome. He's witty. He's deep and he's right. The 100th episode is tonight.
Wait, Victoria, do you see this comment from Beth Ward about you?
No, I can't see the comments.
On the bottom of your screen, you should be able to see it, right, Josh?
Well, I'm in a special studio where I can't see the
number. Oh, it says, I saw Victoria at Harpeth Christian Church in Franklin, Tennessee. Beckett needs to move to Nashville.
Yes! And Josh!
And Josh. And Josh's wife, Sydney. Yeah, we need to move to Nashville. Yeah, okay, well... Thank you, Victoria, for coming on. We love you.
Love you so much. I never miss one episode.
Thank you so much for that song. That was really special. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Victoria. Bye.
Okay, so Sapphire Lane, I enjoy your peacefulness, Mr. Beckett. Beckett with two T's. I have one T in my name, but that's okay. It doesn't matter.
There's how you spell it.
Yeah. I'm named after that guy in the movie, Beckett, Thomas A. Beckett. I was named after Thomas A. Beckett, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury in like the 12th century, 11th century, when Henry II was King of England. And he was martyred, blah, blah, blah. Henry II had him killed in the cathedral. Your videos help me sleep at night. Oh, wow. I wish they helped me sleep at night. I love that. Do you host live Bible studies on any of your platforms? I don't host Bible studies on my anything. I don't do that. That's a whole nother thing. Actually, our next guest who's coming on soon, Josh, is she there?
Yeah, she's here.
Can we bring her on? Because she does have a Bible study that she hosts, and we're going to talk about it.
All right.
Let her in.
All right, here we go.
Let her in.
It's Chyna Phillips Baldwin.
Hi, everybody. It's great to see you guys. Holy Spirit, activate. What is going on? This is your 100th episode, and why is my face not showing? Wait.
Well, your face is showing, but you're looking like in the
okay,
craziest place. Yeah, but you're like you're in profile. You need to turn your head.
Awkward.
Can you look at the camera?
I'm looking.
Okay, well then turn your head towards like the other way.
Oh my gosh, I'm so confused right now. Is that better?
Okay, that's better. But you're just like on one side.
I don't know why. If I look this way, am I looking at you?
No.
If I look that way.
A little bit. Now split the difference right there. You're looking at me right now.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I'm just gonna stay like this. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hold on for one more day. Now, Chyna.
Yes.
You sent me this video. Josh is going to play like a 15-second clip of it today.
I sent you.
Right now. You sent me a video today. So Chyna was, and Wilson Phillips, her band, was
I
on.
I still thank you very much.
What?
I still am.
No.
You said was.
Did I say was?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I meant am.
My hair is crazy.
But Chyna and her band was on The Masked Singer.
Yeah.
And Josh, because we had to keep it totally secret. And I visited you on the set. Josh, show the picture of us on the set. The two pictures.
One second.
But that was, wait, here it comes. So while we were on the set, this is what we had to wear because no one could know who China was or it, so like, cause it's The Masked Singer. So they don't reveal it. And until the very end, until you're whatever. I don't know.
But wait, they're not going to know who's who. You have to tell them. I'm just kidding.
I know. So Josh, show the next picture. That's who's who.
Oh, that's so cute.
So that's us in her trailer on the set. It was, where was that, at Paramount or something? It was whatever.
I don't even know.
But now, Josh, can you show the clip? Because I want to talk about how amazing that song is that they did, that Wilson Phillips did.
Yeah, just one second.
We're going to get to... So you guys played... You dressed as Little Bo Peeps, right, China?
Yes, we did. We were the lambs, and it literally the costumes weighed like 50 pounds, and you had to sing through a tiny little screen in front of your mouth, and it was so awkward because there were no mics inside of our masks. You had to sing with a mic in front of your mouth. And I have to say it was a really wonderful experience compared to other types of competition shows that I've done that will remain anonymous and endless. But I will say that, sorry if you hear little dings going off. I'm in a little office space, but yeah, I loved the experience. Carney and Wendy and I loved the experience. I'm so surprised that we were able to keep it a secret between the three of us. Cause all three of us have big mouths. Wendy doesn't, but Carney and I certainly do.
So look at their costumes.
I know, they're so extravagant and they really did such a fabulous job. I'm the one in the middle. I've got the blue bonnet, and then we've got I believe that's Carney in the pink and Wendy in the purple. Yeah.
Okay, so Josh, can we play the clip? That's amazing. You guys sound so good.
Thank you.
I mean, you are Wilson Phillips, so you... Okay, Josh, wait, can you pause that? Now, China, why didn't you guys win the show? Because you guys are amazing. You were came in second place, is that right?
We came in second.
Yeah. Who won?
We came in second because the woman who won was on Glee, and she is one of the best singers in the entire world. And I'm really embarrassed that I don't remember her name right now, but she really deserved to win. I have to say, if we were going to lose to anybody, it was to this woman. I feel so bad. I can't remember her name. So bad.
But you guys were so good. Even when I came to the set and you guys sang, I forgot what song you sang when I was there.
Was it the Alanis Morissette song? Was it?
Yes. That? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Old man turned 98.
Yes, yes.
You won the lottery.
Please. I'm just kidding.
You're like, stop.
I'm so excited that you're on the 100th episode.
100th. I know.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Isn't that crazy? How many episodes do you have on your show?
Close to 400.
Oh my gosh. We have a lot of work to do, Josh. Now, as you guys know,
yeah,
China,
you got to where you are with 100 episodes, and I'm at where I am at 400 episodes, and it doesn't seem right. Like, there's something wrong here. Like, I should have many, many more subscribers.
Yeah, so guys, check out California Preaching and subscribe to China's show. And China was like a very instrumental in helping my show kind of, you know, break through, because I was on her show and she was so supportive. And I thank you so much, China, for doing that.
You're so sweet. If I hadn't taken out the wooden spoon and beaten you for not saying it earlier, you would never say it now.
Now tell, because someone was asking about someone, Terry Green, just said, I found Beckett through California Preaching China Phillips channel. Praise God.
Yeah, how many subscribers I have that are like, I found you on the Beckett Cook Show. It's so sweet.
And so somebody was just asking about a Bible study, and tell us about California Healing, which is what you do. Tell us all about that.
Has Victoria been on already?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Victoria is a huge fan of California Healing.
Yeah, she's been on it since day one. And wow, it's just such an incredible support group for, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be Christian women, but we all just happen to be Christian. But we pray and we worship and we do a Bible study, and then we have share time where it's like, you know, heavy burdens, where people just talk about what's going on in their life and how they're getting through it. And then we all pray for each other, and then we take communion. It's like a whole thing. And then we literally have a woman there named Nisi who plays the guitar, and she worships and we worship right along with her. And it's just an incredible support group. And then throughout the week, we all, you know, we all interact with each other through my Patreon page. So yeah, if anybody's interested, you can go to Patreon and search China Phillips and just go to the California Healing tier. And it's a live Zoom every Sunday, every single Sunday from 2 to 4.
From 2 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, right?
At PST. And yeah, I just think that... you know, it's been such a source of support for me and for healing. And I would just encourage anybody who's looking for a really fabulous, safe woman's group to check it out.
Yeah, guys, check it out. California Healing. That's awesome. But yeah, any last words, China Phillips?
My last supper. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, if you're feeling discouraged today, that you do have a God that loves you and cares for you. And, you know, I know sometimes, like, this has been really the most difficult year, I would have to say, of my, one of my most difficult years of my life. I've had lots of them. But this one was particularly raw and blistery and no fun. So I would just encourage you to, literally, I know this is going to sound corny, but hold on for one more day with Jesus, because sometimes it just feels like he's, you know, doing the silent treatment on us, or like he's a million miles away. It's just crickets. But I promise you that he's listening to you and he loves you and he's working on your behalf. Even if you don't feel it happening right now, just please don't give up. And, you know, just know that you are an eternal child of God if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that if you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, check out California Preaching. Keep watching Beckett's show. And I pray that you will give Jesus a chance. Give Jesus
a chance. Yes. Give you. Yeah. Who wrote it? Was that John Lennon? Give peace a chance.
Yeah.
All we are saying is give Jesus a chance.
Yes. And I heard a great quote. The quote was, decide on the life you want to have and then say no to everything that is not that. And so that's really helped me boil down, you know, what I want in my life. And I definitely want you as my friend, Beckett. I love you.
Aww, I want you as my friend.
Yes. And so, but literally it's like the Bible, we have to really tear the Bible apart and pick it apart to know that this is true, but it really is true. Just decide on the life that you want to have and say no to everything that is not that. The Bible says, say yes, you know, there are yeses and nos, and there's really nothing in between. So
let your yes be yes and your no be
let
no.
Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Thanks, Becca. You fixed that for me. Thanks.
Yeah.
But love y'all, and congratulations on your 100th episode. I'm so honored to be here today, and I can't wait to grab lunch with you soon.
I know. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
We'll talk soon.
Christ.
Okay. Peace of Christ.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Josh, you're back. Sorry for the static. There was some static with her microphone, but we got through it, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear the static, or is it just me?
I heard it, yeah.
But that was very sweet. Thank you, China Phillips Baldwin. Josh, are there any other questions that are...
Yeah, there was one super chat. I'll put it on the screen now.
Shiloh It's a Neil Diamond song. I love that name. Our God, Jesus, bless you, Mr. Cook, for being a good soldier for the Lord. Is it a sin to have sinful thoughts without actively, intentionally thinking them? No, I mean, I don't think, like, if it just a thought comes into your head that is sinful. I think if you, I can't think of the verse, but if you let it kind of ruminate and you really think about and start to really think on it and like let that desire kind of well up in you, then that turns into sin. But yeah, if just a random thought comes into your mind, because that happens to me sometimes where a random thought will come in and I'm like, oh, like, get away. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But yeah, I think I can't think of the verse of where it just sin, how sin begins and how, is it in James or John, First John, Second? I don't know. I can't remember. If someone can think of that verse, please message it right now. It kind of, it's like the chain of how sin develops. It's in one of the epistles. Anyone? Is anyone a Bible scholar out there? Josh, do you know what I'm talking about?
Jerry Sab says James 1.
Oh, James. I knew it was James. Hold on, I'll find it. James. James counted up. Da-da-da. I wish he had said the verse.
James 1:14, maybe?
Oh, 14. Oh, yeah, this is it. Thank you, James. Wait, who said this? Who sent this?
Rebecca Stiff.
Oh, Rebecca. Thank you, Rebecca. It says, but each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. See how like there's a chain? And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. So that's kind of like the chain of events. So just cut off the chain once you get that first temptation. Just pray about it and ask God to. I pray the Lord's Prayer every day, actually, every morning. I just go through the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, and I think that's very helpful to do on a daily basis. Oh, Tammy, thank you for the quote from James 1:15. Thank you, guys. And let's see. Let me look at some of the other questions. Brian and Lisa. Is it Brylan? Brylan and Lisa. That's difficult to say. Congrats, brother. What are we doing for your 1,000th episode celebration? Am I going to still be alive? Josh, how many is 1,000? How many years is 1,000 episodes? Because 100 was 2 years. So what does that mean? 1,000 is... Who's good at math?
I don't know.
I used to be really good at math, but let's see. 1,000 divided by what?
100? Or 2?
I don't know. Anyway, I guess I will still be alive. Yeah, I wonder how, I mean, am I going to be in my 70s still doing the Becca Cook show? We'll see.
You might be.
We'll see what happens, what God does. And yeah, I mean, honestly, guys, like this show is all God. It's not about me. It's not about, it really is. Like it's about God. I give all the glory to him. And everything that happens with the show is up to God. If he wants to increase the subscribe, well, like, it's all up to him. It's, and, or if he wants to like shut it down, it's up to him. So we'll see. Jay Montana, 50 episodes per year equals 20 years to reach 1,000. Thank you, Jay. So 20 years, Josh, do you think we'll still be doing this 20 years?
I will be 53.
I'll be 75.
Dang. Yeah, we probably will be then.
Yeah, we'll be doing it. We're going to stay till the bitter end, as Lord willing. This is all, again, Lord willing. We'll still be doing this. I'll probably be really old. Eyes wide shut. Ashkenazi Christian. Oh, are you a Messianic? A Jew, I think. Is that right, Josh? He or she says, I think it's a he, right? Or she, I can't tell. Eyes Wide Shut was about the Masonic cult, the cult of all cults. Yeah, I didn't see that movie. It seemed really not only dark, but dumb. Someone asked, have I ever interviewed Preston Sprinkle? I've been on his show, but he hasn't been on my show. And actually, Preston Sprinkle and I spoke. We actually spoke together at a church in San Francisco a long time ago, and like in 2014. So that's when I first met Preston, but he has not been on my show. I'd like to talk to him because we disagree on a very key thing. Side B theology. So I'd love to have him on. I should reach out to him. Let's see. Oh, Ashkenazi Christian. My relatives are all Talmudic Jews. I was raised Christian. Nice. Nice. Josh, you have some Ashkenazi in you, right? You have like 1%.
I think it's an eighth.
Yeah, because your grandfather was Jewish, right?
Why I have these on right now.
Yeah, there's something about glasses and Jewish hair, like something. There's a connection there. But it's like a, yeah. But wasn't your grandfather Jewish, right?
Yeah, but he converted to Christianity when he was like 18.
But were both of his parents Jewish?
I don't know, because I never met them, but I don't think they were very religious. He sort of had like his own like conversion experience, which is why he switched to Christianity.
And did your grandmother become a Christian too? His wife?
Yeah, she was raised Christian, I believe.
Oh, okay. Are these your mom's parents or your dad's?
My dad's.
Okay, so it's...
My mom's parents weren't.
So your dad is half Jewish. Sort of.
I guess. I mean, like, it's not really heritage. It's more like my ancestry is from that side of my family is from Hungary. So that's like culturally... Jewish, I think, is where they came from.
Sunita Arthur, I can never say your last name, Sunita, but you say very important question regarding the ministry. Does Josh look after the quote Cook Botanical Gardens when the owner is out of town? No, Josh doesn't do that. I basically, before I leave town, I just make sure I water everything really well, and then as soon as I get back, I water them again, because they're very thirsty, these plants. They're very high maintenance. Gretchen Myers, the yoga episode was a very good one. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, yoga's really bad. Blue Green. Yeah, he doesn't look like he's in his 50s.
You're getting a lot of compliments from the chat.
I know. It's weird. I know I look younger than I actually am. It's a curse. No, my mother was the same way. When my mother was 60, she looked like she was 40. So I got that gene. Oh, thank you, Ashkenazi Christian, for the what is that super chat thing? Thank you. Let's see. looking at some questions.
I know we mentioned, like, if we want to ask people, like, what their favorite kind of topics are for episodes.
Yeah, I mean, as you guys know, I mean, I spend a lot of time on the LGBT topic just because that's sort of my wheelhouse. And so I do spend a lot of time on that. And also because it's, you know, the dominant feature in our culture right now. So that's why I do that. And because, you know, I've been there, done that, been redeemed. So it's like that song by Joni Mitchell. I've looked at life through both sides now. So I've looked at life through both sides now, and I can tell you that this life in Christ is a billion, trillion, gazillion times better than my old wretched life. I'm so glad to be out of that. Praise God for that. Josh, do you see any other questions? I'm scrolling through them, but it's hard to... Josh has just disappeared. What happened to him?
Sorry, I'm here. I'm just looking through the comments. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up button, guys. That really helps out with the YouTube algorithm. We're sort of, you know, whatever YouTube wants to happen will happen. But, you know, we've always talked about this, Beckett and I, like, the goal of this show is not like really for influence or money, but we want the ministry to grow. So when you guys share the videos, when you like the videos, subscribing, you know, commenting, that all really helps let YouTube know that the content that is on this channel is stuff that you guys enjoy. And that's just going to help get the videos in front of more eyes. And that's ultimately, you know, like, this is a ministry at the end of the day. So that's why, like, when we ask you guys to comment and hit the thumbs up and subscribe and share, you know, it's not for vanity. It's not because we want to be, you know, famous or popular.
Yeah.
Or anything. Like, it's simply because, you know, people need to be thinking about these things. And a lot of people have questions, and Beckett, you know, does a great job of answering a lot of your guys' questions. So we just want more people to be engaged in the community.
Yeah. And thank you, Crystal. No question. You say no question, just congratulations. You're a blessing. Thank you so much. Alyssa H, would you ever travel to Ohio to meet Alistair Begg? I would love to. I might go on his cruise. There's a cruise that they're doing next summer in the Mediterranean, and he's going to be teaching on it. I might try to join that cruise. I don't know. We'll see what happens. By the way, so as I said, probably next week will be the Balenciaga episode. And then I have a couple of episodes coming up where I'm going to interview the man behind... He's actually a friend. He used to go to my church. The man behind, and I don't want to get too deep into it, because just we can wait for the episode when I talk to him. But he's the man behind the Justice for the Five, for the five babies that were found at an abortion clinic, and he actually is the one who took the photos of those. Of those babies. So he's coming on probably a week after next. And then I'm having June Hunt on. June Hunt, if you don't know who she is, she's the 13th daughter of H.L. Hunt, who was a kind of a legendary oil tycoon in America, huge. And he had 15 children from three wives. And June is an amazing Christian. She has a ministry in Dallas, and she's going to be on, and we're going to talk about her life story, because she's like a major, like, you know, Texas oil heiress, But she's such a solid believer and she has a great ministry. So we're going to talk to her about that. And we have some other really good guests coming up. So thanks for the super sticker. Well, who was that from? I just missed that, Josh. Oh, gosh. Oh, thank you, Lisa Titley. Thank you. Thank you very much. Rebecca Grace, do you think Jordan Peterson will come on your show? I don't know. I told him my show was Christian, pretty much like a Christian show. And so I don't know if that kind of freaked him out or not. But we'll see if he has my card and we'll see if he comes on. I would love to talk to him and talk to him about Jesus and soteriology and salvation. Sarah Adams, hey, Beckett, would you consider having John Cooper from the rock band Skillet on your show? Yeah. I know Skillet is a band. Josh, did you listen to Skillet?
Yeah, I grew up listening to them. They were they're pretty cool.
Are they they're a Christian band?
Yeah, I haven't listened to them in years, but they were pretty prominent when I was in my teens. They're like kind of hard rock.
Who's John Cooper? Is he?
I'm assuming he's the lead singer. I don't know too much.
Yeah,
that could be cool. If you guys know him, send the info over.
Yeah, send us his email. Imago Dei. Oh, I missed that. Joyful Josh. Josh, I don't know how to say that. Thank you for the super sticker. Anastasia 63. How do I say that? Josh, you know how to say that? Anastasia?
I think Anastasia, yeah.
Anastasia. Jay Montana, John Cooper is the lead singer. He has a podcast of his own and is very conservative and Christian. Oh, okay. Yeah, I would like to have him on. I've literally not heard one Skillet song in my life, so I don't know. Because I got saved 13 years ago, so I don't know any like Christian bands. Like what was DC Talk or something?
Yeah, DC Talk was huge. They were like, my dad doesn't really listen to a lot of music, or like didn't when I was growing up, but we would blast that in the car. Like ear shatteringly loud. It's, and even to this day I'll revisit their music and it's so fun. And Newsboys too was another big one. I'm trying to think who else. Stephen Curtis Chapman was
Zoe Girl. Was that before your time?
Yeah, but I didn't have any sisters, so we like didn't really listen to
Alyssa Childers has been on the show, and she's Zoe Girl. Imago Dei says, "What book are you reading currently, and what is your what is a favorite book of yours?" Well, this is my favorite book right here, the Holy Bible. But my second favorite book is probably Pilgrim's Progress, which if you have not read Pilgrim's Progress, I don't know what is wrong with you. Please get it immediately and read it. It's so brilliant. It was written by John Bunyan in the 1600s, I believe, from prison. He was in prison, I think, for 12 years. He wrote it. It's an allegory and it's so good. It'll so encourage you in your faith. I mean, I've read it a few times. So great. Currently what am I reading? I'm about to maybe read Dominion by Tom Holland, because I asked him to come on the show, but it's a huge, I think it's like 1,000-page book. So pray for me. It's a lot of reading to do. Valerie from Oregon, Beckett holds up a Bible. Wait, I just lost it. Oh, Beckett holds up Bible. I love, you're a nerd. Yeah, I'm a Bible nerd. Lisa Tidley says Pilgrim's Progress is great. I don't know what Cademan's call is, Alyssa. I don't know what that is.
They were actually really good. A lot of people are commenting like their favorite bands, and some of them I'd forgotten about, but all really good. There was one, Jars of Clay, incredible. And Toby Mac was in DC Talk. He like did his own solo project stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good music.
I need to listen to DC Talk.
Yeah.
So, oh, I just lost the comments. Oh, yeah. Apparently, there's a couple of good productions of Pilgrim's Progress on YouTube from Stunt Brat. Thank you. Yeah, but I would read the book. It's so much better. Read the book. So, yeah, Josh, we're running out of time. Do we have any announcements to make?
Not that I know of. I mean, you already, you know, teased a couple of the guests that we have coming up. The shows are really good. So stay tuned for those. Again, like, share the videos with your friends and family. Anybody that you think maybe is struggling or has somebody struggling, like with any LGBT issues, you know, like that's what this channel's here for. So, I mean, 100 episodes is a huge achievement, I think. Like, we couldn't have done it without any of you guys. And, you know, when we got into this, I wasn't even thinking like, oh, like, we'll get to 100. You know, we've just been doing it and it's been fun. It's been great. It's been a learning experience for both of us, but I think it's been really fun. And the response has been incredible, which we're super thankful for. And, you know, in 2 years, we'll get to 200, which will be awesome. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have any specific announcements, really.
Brooks Damron says, Josh is amazing.
Thank you.
I concur. Thanks, Josh, for all you do from Stunt Brat 777. Josh watching from the what? Oh, okay. Oh, there's one. Oh, a super sticker from Jesus Cannot Fail. Thank you for the super sticker. Thank you. Was Josh homeschooled? Were you homeschooled? No, you went to a Christian school.
I was homeschooled for third and fourth grade. And it's my intention that when we have kids, we're going to homeschool them. I loved it. It was a lot of fun. My mom did a great job.
Yeah. I can't imagine that was so much work to do, to be a mom or a dad and homeschool and all that. It's so much work, but
I did go to private Christian school for elementary and high school and college.
Thank you, Vera Riva Denera. I hope I said that right. Back at, you're doing God's work and it's very humbling. Thank you. What's this? Wait, there's one question. Beckett, do you have any encouraging words? This is from Nanette Masterson. Do you have any encouraging words for my Christian 32-year-old son who battles same-sex attraction, serves in his local church, battles temptation, wants no part of in the gay lifestyle? Yeah, I mean, I always say, you know, Paul prayed that the thorn in his flesh would be removed, and God basically said no, and he said, my grace is sufficient and my power is made perfect in weakness. So I would just encourage him to just keep the big picture in mind, you know, this life is a vapor. It's so short, and eternity is a really long time. And just keep praying, ask, you know, keep asking God to help you in those struggles. You know, I do it every day. I pray, God, help me, you know, in these struggles, and just, you know, stay in a intimate connection with God all the time, and praying and communing with the Lord. I mean, we have access to the throne of God, which is pretty crazy, through the blood of Christ. So praise God for that. But, Sapphire, I think this is the last question, right? Okay. Thank you for this time this evening. Where do we see the show in 3 to 5? Where do you see the show in 3 to 5 years? Do you plan to branch out on any type of content you present? I don't know. I don't know where I see it in 3 to 5 years. It's kind of like we just sort of do one episode a week, and we'll just see where God takes it and what happens. Thank you, though. Annie, thank you. Big congratulations and many prayers for both you both and your ministry to stay strong and spreading light and hope to all of us. Thank you, Annie. I appreciate it. Well, Josh, thank you for being on today. Thank you for making it. And guys, thank you for joining the live Q&A and celebrating with us the 100th episode. And we will see you next Thursday on the Becca Cook Show. Thanks.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Becca Cook Show. Your support makes this content possible. All episodes of the Becca Cook Show are also available on YouTube. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com.
Thank you to the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find more faith-centered podcasts about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.